This episode is sponsored by Velcro Brand. Okay, this sucks, and there's a thousand different expensive and fancy ways to manage cables. But this, my friends, is the best way. Number one, it's a big ass roll. Number two, you can cut it to any size that you want. And number three, it's reusable. And just like that, the deed is done. Stop spending a ton of money to manage your cables. You're welcome. Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. It is so good to be back. I've missed you. In fact, since I've been gone, like since I last made a show, there's been about 1,000 new people to the channel that have subscribed. So to you guys, thank you. Welcome aboard. And I'm sorry in advance. I am almost completely moved into my new house. There's still some work that needs to be done here. Still some work that needs to be done in this new office / studio space. There's some kinks that I'd like to work out throughout the next couple days. But either way, I'm super happy. Honestly, I couldn't have done any of this without you guys and your support. If it wasn't for any of that, I wouldn't be able to make myself look like a f***ing idiot on the internet every day and call it my job. So thank you. I love you. So what do you say we get right back into the news just where we left off like a month ago? Okay, here we go. First up, HBO has officially confirmed that in 2018, Game of Thrones will come to an end. Season 7 has been delayed since, spoiler alert, winter has come, which means they need to film in the winter months, and Game of Thrones won't be back until summer 2017. Even sadder is that there's only 13 episodes left of the entire series. They're going to be two extremely short last seasons, at least comparatively to the rest of the series. But what about a spinoff? HBO's programming president, Casey Bloys, said this. It's something I'm not opposed to, but of course it has to make sense creatively. In other words, for HBO, Game of Thrones is a big hole of money. And it would only make sense to keep the story going somehow. Since about December-ish, Microsoft has been testing the Windows 10 anniversary update, and today it is officially available to the public. I will leave a link down in the description if you'd like to go download it for yourself. But seriously, download it and then tell me how it is, because I ain't about to download that right now. The NFL is officially extending its partnership with Snapchat, so now in the Discover section, they're creating the first ever sports channel. And if you look at the sports channel, you'll see like videos from the NFL made specifically for Snapchat and NFL news and other stuff. Okay, so speaking of Snapchat, stories on the platform obviously are hugely successful since they were introduced in 2013. It completely exploded. Everyone is using stories on Snapchat, and it really helped push the app into a market that really didn't exist yet for mobile video. So, if Instagram wants to compete, it could do a couple things. Number one, it could create something new and revolutionary that would convince people to use Instagram more, something that beats Snapchat and was way better than stories. Or they could just f***ing copy it. So, the feature is officially available in the newest Instagram update that you can download on iOS and Android. It's pretty much identical to Snapchat. Essentially, there's gonna be bubbles, you can click the bubbles, you can watch the thing. You can't, like anything that you're seeing, but you can reply like you could in Snapchat. You can reply via text message and that will appear in their direct inbox, their direct mailbox, whatever that's called, on Instagram, and that's how you can reply and interact with those segments, I guess. They will obviously, at this point, be available only for 24 hours. So revolutionary. Also, they named it. They named it Stories. Instagram Stories. How original. Guys, that's the episode for the day. It feels really, really good to be back. We'll be doing this every single day, Monday through Friday, which means I will see you tomorrow. If you like the show or learn anything, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. You can also follow us on Twitter at the Front Page Tech thing. And I will see you guys tomorrow again. Bye.